Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Friday, September the 19th, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. So good to see you today. I see some of you looking a little strange back at me on the YouTube. You're like, wait, didn't he have on that t-shirt yesterday? Guys, come on. One of the perquisites of working for Seedbed is I have unlimited t-shirts. And this is now one of my new favorites. You'll see it here. It says, For the Awakening on the front with our beautiful flame. And then on the back, I'm just going to try to let you see it here. It says, Wake up, sleeper. You know the rest. And I'd love for you to have one. I'm going to put that link today again in the PS. Again, it's not like you're saying I'm committed, but you're just telling me, like, I want one and I'll make good on it. Wink, wink, okay? Because I want you to have one, you know? I want you to have one. I want you to be putting out, and just by wearing it, you're sowing. All right, well, let's begin today. It's the last day of New Room, and we want you to be praying for us there at New Room. Some of you are joining us live stream. We're meeting with Jesus. But, you know, we do that every day on the wake-up call, don't we? We have a meeting here with Jesus, the Lord of the church. Today's no different. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I've heard this from people before, and I heard it from Kyle, a friend out in North Carolina, the other day. They say, you know, JD, we have to speed you up on our podcast player to 1.25. Some people say 1.5, and I'm like, come on. I get it. But they were saying that when that Chris Tomlin issue edition came on, they had to cut it back down to 1.0 because they wanted to go, you know, at his speed. I understand. And that's fine if that's what you want to do. But here's what I also want to say to you. Slow down. I mean, I'm notorious for being in a hurry and just getting over my skis and trying to turn things up too fast. But I do talk a little slower. People have said to me at times, JD, we have a hard time keeping up with you because you go so slow. And I understand. But I like to think I'm speaking at the pace of the Holy Spirit. Okay, that may be a little strong. You know, Jesus, his pace was 3 miles an hour, the speed of walking. And sometimes maybe it's good to just slow down a little bit and let the pauses hit. I sometimes think the Holy Spirit says more in my pauses than he does in my speech. I'm probably convinced that's true. He has a way of sowing what's been said in the pauses and in the cadence. And anyway, all that to say, if you want to speed me up, by George, you go ahead and do it. I bless it. And I just want you to know that I know. So that was for you, Kyle. All right. Now, today's entry. It's entitled, The Big Problem with Being a Good Person. Our text today is Matthew chapter 19, and you've already read the whole chapter, I know, verses 16 through 18. Hear now the word of the Lord. Just then a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?" "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied. "There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments." "Which ones?" he inquired. Jesus replied, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony." The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Okay, class, clean sheet of paper, Bible closed, pop quiz. Write down the Ten Commandments to the best of your ability. I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding. I've been working with our students, our youth at Gillette Methodist, and last several Sunday nights, I'll just get the whiteboard up there, and I'm like, okay, I'm seeing 12 students out here. I wonder if we can come up with Ten Commandments. And it's interesting how we have kind of left those behind, but guys, they didn't go anywhere. They still count. They still matter. So if you want to take my quiz, go for it. If you don't worry about it. It's time to go gospeling now. Who is in? Who is out? How do you get in? What would keep you out? Now that Jesus has proclaimed the kingdom, everybody wants to know the terms. That's the story today, as the man known to history and eternity as the, quote, rich young ruler steps onto the gospel stage. "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?" It's the wrong question, isn't it? We somehow want to believe we are in control of the variables, when in fact, there are no variables, only verities. The kingdom will come down to accepting the truth of the eternal verities and realigning one's life according to them, also known as repentance, or not. Something deep within us tells us we must measure up in order to be included. That's because something deeper in us tells us we don't measure up. And the fact is, we don't. We are born sinners. Jesus tells us the hard truth that we will, in fact, never measure up. That's what's going on here when he tells this man who was trying to earn eternal life that he needed to sell everything he had and give the money to the poor. Jesus was telling him that in his way of going about salvation, it would never happen. And he went away sad, the scripture tells us. That's another thing to love about Jesus. He let him go away sad. Sometimes in life, that's just what we need. For Jesus to let us get to the top of the mountain of our own kingdom, or the bottom, as the case may be, to realize it was the wrong mountain. It turns out the up-and-outers are just as destitute as the down-and-outers. Sometimes it takes going away sad to come back ready. Sometimes it takes decades of trying to measure up only to finally realize Jesus measured down. All this reminded me of a conversation I had with an old friend upon returning to my homeland. It went like this. "I don't want you to think I'm not a good person." That's what my old friend said to me upon meeting again after decades apart, and a long confession of her broken story. I assured her with the hard and beautiful truth. You are not a good person. And I'm not either. We are broken sinners. Something deep in me, and maybe you too, wants to believe we are good, or worse, that we are bad, that we just need to lose 20 pounds, drop a few bad habits, and try harder to be better. Then I assure myself with the hard and beautiful truth. Good people and bad people is a lie from the pit of hell. And the way from good to great or bad to worse paves the way there. Jesus only goes from death to life, lost to found, slave to free, broken to beautiful, darkness to life, chaos to new creation. Then my friend asked me, if you are not good, what are you? Loved, I said. I am loved, and you are too. Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. That's Matthew 19:26. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a son or a daughter. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a saint. 'Tis mercy all, immense and free. For, oh my God, it found out me. I'm past tired of trying to measure up. I'm ready to measure down. Jesus. Just as I am, Jesus, I come. Praying, Jesus. Amen. Our journal prompts today. What if what you once thought was everything turns out to be nothing? Would you be willing to trade your nothing for Jesus, everything? Was Christofferson right? Is freedom just another name for nothing left to lose? We're going to sing here in just a minute one of the great hymns. This is the fight song of the Baptist Church. I'd say their alma mater is Holy, Holy, Holy. That's number one in their book. And their fight song I'd call Just As I Am Without One Plea. It's beautiful. It's number 509. We'll sing it. You know we're going to sing all the verses because the buses will wait. Somebody's saying, what's the Methodist alma mater? It's hymn number one in our book. Our great Redeemer's praise. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. and you say, well, what's your fight song? And can it be that I should gain? That's our fight song. Isn't it great? Just we're even on the same team, but we got some distinctive songs that we sing in love. And that's why we need each other. We need to learn each other's songs and sing together. That's what we're doing here. You know, that little bit that I read, that encounter with my old friend, so profound. I just want you to think I'm a good person. And so many of us are stuck right there. We just are stuck at that place of like, I'm a good person, I'm a bad person. That's just pride and shame. That's the same place. And we got to break free of that. Jesus is like, no, this is not a measure up, or don't measure up. This is a measure down. He's like, I took all that whole thing, all that broken math of yours of who's good and who's bad and who's in and who's out. And I took that on my body on the cross. And I died to that whole thing, all that sin. I took it on me so that you could be free of it, so that you could know that you're loved. And that's all that matters. Right? I say it in my little church all the time. He paid a debt he did not owe, because we owed a debt we could not pay. And salvation is saying, Jesus, I receive your payment in full for my debt, for my sin, even me. And I receive your new life in me. And I'm going to walk in newness of life now. I'm letting go of all that old condemnation, all that old brokenness. Boy, I tell you, I see some of you already coming to the altar today. I see those hands. We're going to sing Just As I Am, number 509, all the verses, six of them. The buses will wait. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come. I can hear you singing. Just as I am, poor wretched, blind, sight rich is healing of the mind. Yea, all I need in thee to find, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. I'm just gonna stop the organist right here, just like the old preacher will do, and just plead. You know, the other day, someone, about, I don't know, a week or so ago, I just issued an invitation, and we prayed for salvation right here. We welcome Jesus into any hearts who don't yet know him. And then the very next day, I had a note from a woman who said, yesterday, I came into the relationship with Jesus as my Savior. And I'm like, I thought I heard fireworks. And so today, if that's you, you know, if you've not crossed over from darkness into light, there's no time like now just to say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. And I know you're a Savior. And I invite you into my life. I receive your work on the cross, dying for my sins. I receive it for me personally. I accept now fully your full acceptance of me as a son, as a daughter. And I welcome you. Not just to help me anymore. I need you to have me, Jesus, all of me for all of you and all of you for all of me. So I just mark today as the day when I stepped into your love, your life, your kingdom. No more measuring up. I'm measuring down now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We're going to sing the last verse, number 6. There's still, the altar is open, friends. Just seal it. Just as I am, thy love unknown hath broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine, alone, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Amen. Amen. What a great Friday we've had together here. You've gone an extra minute or two with me, so I got to let you go. Class is over, gang. It's time to hit the fields. Consecration. Transformation, moving on to demonstration. Get your seeds. Pray for a strong close to New Room Conference. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.